This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is where the fun begins.
Chewie, we're home.
Hello there.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Welcome to the Blue Mill Cafe. Grab an empty stool at the counter, order a cup of Jawa juice and a nice slice of Yogan fruit pie, and get ready, because we're about to talk all things Star Wars. Good morning, Moss fam. Welcome back into the cafe. This is episode 114. I'm your host, Jeff. And on this weekend's episode, I'll be going over episode 4 of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. I'll also be going over my top 5 favorite Princess Leia moments. And that just inspired me because of this series. And we're getting to see a 10-year-old Princess Leia. So I want to go over my favorite Princess Leia moments, and I'll be picking 5 of them. And as you know me, they could change at any time, and they do change all the time. But before I go over any of that, I was just thinking of this story that happened to my oldest nephew back in the late 90s or so, when he would have been 5 or between 5 and 7 years old. And he was up in New York visiting one of my younger sisters, and my younger sister at the time, she was a personal assistant for this businesswoman in New York, and the place she stayed at was right there on Central Park West, and she was walking my nephew up to Central Park, and they were going to, you know, spend the day in the park. And as they got up to the street corner to cross the street over, right across the street to Central Park, my nephew, being, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, however old he was, I can't remember the exact age, stepped off the curb to start crossing the street. I don't know if my sister said she was momentarily distracted. I don't know if she was getting something out of her purse, but it was back before, I believe, smartphones. I mean, we just had the flip phones, I think, back then. So he started stepping off the curb, and all of a sudden, hand comes out of nowhere, grabs my nephew by the back of the jacket, and pulls him back up onto the curb as a taxi goes whizzing by. And my sister naturally thanked the gentleman that, you know, did this for her. Now, she's been living in New York long enough at this point that she knows, she's seen celebrities before, and that she knew how to react and how the appropriate way to act. So when she noticed who this guy was, she didn't, you know, get all hysterical, which I would have. But yeah, she just, and he proceeded to cross the street before them. My sister kneeled down next to my nephew, told, you know, say, please don't do that again. You know, keep a hold of my hand. And then she said, she pointed across the street and she goes, do you know who that is? And my nephew looked across the street at him, and he was like, no. Because the guy had a jacket on, had a baseball cap, and sunglasses. And my nephew just, like, shook his head. And she goes, that's Han Solo. That's Indiana Jones. And my nephew, of being the age he was, went, Han Solo from Star Wars, yelled it out. And Mr. Ford turned around, looked at my nephew, and just went, shh, and kept walking. So I wish I would have been there for this, but I wasn't. Because I'm never around when cool stuff happens, because I am that lame. But, yeah, I wish I would have been around for that. So, Harrison Ford saved my nephew's life. So, that, I just couldn't believe I hadn't told that story before on this podcast. I was just thinking of it the other day, and I was like, wow, this would be a good little story to open up one of my episodes. And there you have it. My oldest nephew was saved by Han Solo, Indiana Jones, whatever franchise you like more. And I'm taking, since you're listening to this podcast, you like Star Wars just a little bit more. So, yeah, that just blew my mind when my sister told us all that story. And now, you know, when it first happened, we're like telling everybody, you know, oh my God. You know, my nephew or my grandson or, you know, my son, my brother, was over the moon. I mean, I remember, and he's the one that sort of reminded me of this story, because back earlier this year when it was Harrison Ford's birthday, I made a Facebook post, you know, saying, happy birthday, Mr. Ford, or whatever my post was. And I said some other things like, you created some of the most iconic characters of my childhood. And my brother commented on the post saying, don't forget, he also saved your nephew's life. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. You know, I forgot about that story. I don't know how, but I forgot about that story. So he's the one that reminded me of the story. And so I figured, why not open a show with that story? So that's the story. And let's now just move on to my favorite Leia moments. My five favorite Leia moments as of this moment. Number five would have to be the help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope moment. Because that's when I was first introduced to her character. Now, of course, I am actually talking about the moment when she's actually recording the message with R2-D2 when we really don't hear her say anything. She's just there, and you know that's what she was doing at the time. Because that's when we were first introduced to her character, and it's just an iconic moment to me. And of course, I will lump in the actual transmission when Ben Kenobi is watching it in his hut with Luke. I'll lump that moment in there with that, so that's all one moment. From The Empire Strikes Back, the whole scruffy-looking Nerf herder, because when that line happened, an 11-year-old me was running around calling everyone the scruffy-looking Nerf herder, because I thought that was the coolest thing, and I thought it was a really bad and nasty thing that you shouldn't be saying to people, like a curse word. So that's why I like that moment. And I am going to go to the sequels for my next selection. I know it's controversial, but I really don't care, because I thought it was a very cool moment. And when I first viewed it, I had no reservations of the moment. The moment when Kylo Ren shoots the deck of the ship out and Leia Force pulls herself back into the ship. I know a lot of people hate that moment. They think it's cheesy. I really don't care what people think of me for saying it, but it's not cheesy, in my opinion. It just showed, you know, she has become more powerful in the Force by this point. She pulled herself back in. You know, it's Star Wars. Everything, if you think about it, everything's cheesy. So, it really makes me laugh when people say, oh my God, that was so cheesy, that's not Star Wars. And sometimes I just have to pinch my brow, my nose, and shake my head and go, it's Star Wars, everything's cheesy. But, you know what? Fine, let them say that. And I'll say, yeah, it is cheesy, and it is Star Wars. But I like that moment. It gave me goosebumps in the theater, actually. And I really didn't... I did lean over to my wife and my one nephew when it happened. And I said, oh my God. I said, some people are going to have a field day with that scene. So, and I was right. Because when I started listening to the podcast about it, I heard nothing but hate. And it was sad because I really liked that moment. But anyway, let's move on. I think I'm up to number two. Number two would actually come from Rebels. The animated show Rebels. When she helped Kanan and Ezra and that other rebel sell out with some vehicles. So I really like that moment. Seeing Aunt Leia in animation form, I really like that. And my number one moment would have to be I Love You, I Know from The Empire Strikes Back. I was going back and forth between that one and another one of my favorite moments from A New Hope when she first meets Luke. Aren't you a little bit short for a stormtrooper? I really like that moment too, and that one and the I Love You, I Know are like right there neck and neck, but right now I open my mouth and the I Love You, I Know came out, so that's my number one. It's just a sweet moment between Han and Leia, and I really love that moment. So there are my five favorite Leia moments at this time. And now, let's just move on to episode 4 of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I saw, before I even watched the episode, I was able to watch it on Wednesday evening when I got off work. And before I watched it, I did see on Twitter a lot of discourse. Imagine that, a lot of Star Wars discourse on Twitter. Shocking. But I saw a lot of discourse. I saw different opinions. You know, spoiler-free opinions. Oh, this was a filler episode. This was an awesome episode. I saw those were the degrees of things I was seeing. And I'm like, filler episode, huh? So I really don't like seeing stuff like that before I watch something, because sometimes it does put a little bit of thing in the back of my head going, oh my God, what's this going to be? I'm afraid. But you know what? I remembered, hey, it's me. I watch everything without any preconceived notions, which I do, and I love that I'm able to do that. So I sat down, my wife and I watched it, and after the episode, I just turned to her and I said, they knocked it out of the park again, because that episode was awesome. To me, it was not filler. That's my opinion. It was not a filler episode. At the end of episode 3, we see Reva chasing Leia. You know, I was, you know, 10-year-old Leia could have outsmarted her, but come on. You know Reva was going to catch her. So we had to see the rescue of Leia. It wasn't filler. We had to see that, because what were you going to do? Pop in episode 4 and maybe have an opening crawl that said, Obi-Wan rescues Leia from the evil clutches of Reva and the Empire. No, we have to see it. I mean, that's what needed to happen. And I'm glad we saw it. We saw, in this episode, we saw Obi-Wan, Ben, regaining some of his Force powers again, because we've seen before, when you shut yourself off from the Force, we've even seen it in the Jedi Fallen Order game. When you shut yourself off from the Force, sometimes you forget how to focus yourself and use it. We saw him regaining those by holding back the water, which I believe is a little shout out to the Jedi Fallen Order game, when, spoiler alert, at the end of the game, Darth Vader had to hold back the water in the game so you could escape. But it was just so, I really love that, like I said, moment when he was holding back the water. And the escape, yes, there was, I saw things about this too. There was the big coat moment. I'll call it the big coat moment. Where they were walking through the hangar. It made me chuckle. I liked it. They were walking through the hangar, and in order to hide Leia, Obi-Wan had put on an Imperial trench coat, and she was walking next to Obi-Wan underneath the trench coat, and you can clearly tell Obi-Wan was kind of a little bigger down there in that area. So I thought it was funny. There was that moment I saw, and before I move forward in episode 4, let me go back to episode 3, because I heard about this just this past week, and I couldn't believe I never picked up on it when I watched the episode. So this just proves, at least for me, that when I watch something, I don't watch it and right when I see something that is like, oh, that doesn't seem right, I don't see it right away, because I am watching this thing I'm watching because I love this thing I'm watching. I am entertained. I'm having fun. My brain is just focused on the story, the action, and the stuff, because I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. But apparently, in episode 3, when they came to the security gate, and Obi-Wan shoots the controls to, you know, allow the gate to open, they were like, why didn't you just walk around, you idiot? And you know what? I never noticed it. No, I didn't. I'm like, well, the gate was there for a reason, obviously. It was to stop the vehicles, because it was on the road. Yes, you could have walked up the hill a little bit and walked around it. But I'm like, you know what? They put it in, I think they put it in there just for the moment of the action. And if you want to say, why did he do it? Seriously, he could have walked around. They could have had him walk around. But I think they also did it because I'm thinking maybe in those type of moments, you're not thinking. You're acting on impulse. You're, you know, just in the moment. And you don't think about that stuff. So maybe that's why he did it. Like I said, I didn't even know about it until I was listening to a podcast. And they were talking about it. I'm like, what are they talking about? Walk around what? What's this gate thing? So that was the whole gate incident. And I never even knew it. Didn't even bother me. And now that I do know about it, does it bother me? No, it doesn't bother me. So, I just find it funny that little things like this bother some people. I just find it funny, but that's just me. But anyway, let's see, what else in this episode did I really enjoy? I really enjoyed seeing the speeders, the littler speeders. At first, I was like, I elbowed my wife, and I was like, I'm like, there's snow speeders. Look at the snow speeders. Now, I'm the type of fan that does not know every little model of ship. I don't know, oh, that's a J574-8910 speeder. I don't know the numbers. I really don't. Call me a bad fan. I don't care. I don't remember all the numbers of the ships. I don't remember all the letters of the walkers. I know the AT-AT, the AT-AT, for those that like to say it like that. And beyond that, I accidentally called something, well, I didn't accidentally call it that. I called it that because that's what my generation called it. I called something a chicken walker on Twitter, and people jumped all over me and were giving me the letters for that particular walker. I was like, you know, I don't know it by that because I don't remember that kind of stuff. I know an X-wing. I know an A-wing. I know a Y-wing. I know a B-wing. I know stuff like that. The speeders, I don't know the numbers to. So I just called a snow speeder. And then when I saw them up close a little bit more and I saw they were smaller than a snow speeder, I'm like, oh, they're a different kind of speeder. That's pretty cool. And I know they said the type of speeder in the episode, but it didn't register for me because, like I said, I don't know ships by their names. I don't know most ships by their names. So there you have that. I like the speeders. I liked when Vader showed up and he was ticked off. Oh my gosh. Him holding up Reva with the Force and choking her was amazing. I'm like, yes, we are seeing a like 29, 30 some, early 30s Darth Vader right here. And this, he's in his prime. This is awesome. And it's, I'm just like, wow, that is just so cool. And I forget who posted it. Forgive me if I'm forgetting you guys who posted this, but they posted a picture of Darth Vader choking, I think it was it Antilles from A New Hope? He was choking to get information on in A New Hope from him at the beginning, but he was actually had his hand on his throat, and then they posted the still store of Vader holding up Reva with the Force, and I just said, I guess Vader forgot how to go hands free, you know, because maybe it's, you know, maybe he lost a little bit of strengthen the Force when he got older. Who knows? But I really thought that comparison was a little funny, so. But yeah, that moment when Vader could have killed Reva with a snap of, you know, twist of his hand or a snap of his fingers. But he didn't, because she said, oh, I'm tracking them. And of course, she put the damn tracker in Leia's little droid, which, using that sweet little freaking droid for that. But yeah, the tracker's in there. And the last thing I'm going to mention about episode 4, I really enjoyed it. The last thing is the very end of the episode. I made a post on the Blue Milk Cafe Twitter account. I don't know how many more sweet moments I can take from this Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Because the moment when Leia and Obi-Wan are sitting there on the ship, Leia reaches over and holds his hand. Made me tear up because they are starting to form a bond, and that I never knew, you know, this is probably the last time she's going to be seeing Ben until A New Hope. Which she really doesn't even see him in A New Hope. They never really come face to face in A New Hope. But anyway, and then Ben looks down with a kind of like surprised look on his face, but a sweet look. And he just lets her continue to hold hands, and they're just sitting there holding hands, you know, sharing this look like, you know, you've saved me. You know, I'm going to protect you type mutual thing back and forth. And I really thought that was very sweet. And yes, brought a little tear to my eye. But yeah, overall so far, the Obi-Wan series is... I can't help it. Every live-action Star Wars show we've gotten so far from Disney Plus, I've loved. This Obi-Wan series is so awesome. I have not watch an episode yet that I was just like, eh, that was a good episode, but wasn't my favorite. The Mandalorians had a couple of those episodes. Book of Boba Fett had maybe one of those episodes that I was like, I like the episode, but you know what? It's not one of my favorites. But Obi-Wan, every single episode I've loved so far. I don't know if it's because, even though I'm an original generation fan, Ewan McGregor is my Obi-Wan. Because he's spent a lot of time with the character, more time with the character than Sir Alec Guinness has. I know James Earl Taylor has spent a lot of time with the Obi-Wan character as well. And that's, I guess, another reason I'm saying Ewan McGregor is my Obi-Wan, because when I associate the animated Clone Wars series in, no disrespect to James Earl Taylor, but for some reason I think Ewan McGregor, because the animation's so good, it does look like Ewan. So that's why I say he is my Obi-Wan, but that's probably why I love this series so much. I love this series, can't get enough of it. Can't wait for the last two episodes here in the next couple weeks. See how it all winds up. And I apologize for the lateness of this episode getting out this weekend. I have a very busy weekend this weekend. It was getting to the point where I didn't know if I was going to be able to get an episode out this weekend. And I was going to have to do episode 114 next weekend with going over 4 and 5 in the same episode. But I was able to get this little hour here where I could sit down and record this real quick, edit it real quick, and release it to you guys. So I hope you guys are enjoying Obi-Wan as much as I am. Let me know. Follow the Blue Mill Cafe on Twitter. You can email the Blue Mill Cafe. All the information for that is in the show notes. You can click the link in the show notes to leave a voicemail on Anchor for me. And you know, go over to the Red 5 Network. The Red 5 Network has They have tons of other podcasts over there. Star Wars podcasts. Pop culture podcast. Yeah, if you're not really into Star Wars, hit up the Scarif podcast. They talk about everything geek. Go listen to them. If you want another good Star Wars podcast over at the Red 5 Network that's probably better than, you know, this one, hit up Conversations with Pat and Charles. Those guys will make you laugh. I guarantee it. So go check them out over at the Red5Network.com. And as always, until next time.
I have spoken.
Give the evacuation code signal.
Thank you for stopping by the cafe. Life is all about passions. Thank you for lending me your ear while I share all of mine. You can follow the Blue Mill Cafe on Twitter, at that BMC Pod. You can follow the Facebook group, the BMC Pod. You can also email the Blue Mill Cafe, thatbmcpod@gmail.com. And remember, blue milk, it does a body good.
Anyway.
Greetings, listener. Just a reminder that the podcast you just heard is a proud member of the Red 5 Network family. Red5Network.com offers you a great variety of shows you'll be sure to love. So the next time you're itching for quality content,
make sure you head over to Red5Network.com.
You'll find this podcast along with a whole lot more.
All wings report in.
It's the Red 5 Network.